Beit Halevi Marmer Bitochen Oisi Dalet. He continues V'chein Binyan Mezoinis. Ksiv Hashem Moirish Umashim. With regard to Parnaso, it says that a Ribbono Shel Olam is the one that makes the person poor or gives him wealth. Uksiv Hashlech Al Hashem Yeholcho V'hu Yichal Kaleko. It says that you should throw upon Hashem your burden and Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you, will give you sustenance. In other words, that it's Ribbono Shel Olam that has the ability to take, to give a person what he needs, give a person what he's lacking. And it says, Hashem Ro'i Le'echzer, Kadosh Baruch Hu is my shepherd, I'm not going to be lacking anything. V'yizkur ki arboim shona holcha v'yisina b'midvar l'chosu davar, v'chein v'chol advarim sh'yizchad shulayim. Not just with regard to mezainas, but in all areas, a person has to remember that it's Ribbono Shel Olam, like you said in the last one, if you're l'cherav chadam v'nachas le'al tzavar shel adam, a person has the, it looks like everything is bleak and gloomy and there's no way out. And there's no such thing. There's no such thing as no way out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save a person from any situation. And not only that, the Beit HaLevi went on to say that if a person doesn't have the yichelis to do ishtadlis, he's in a situation where his hands are tied, Eloi Anavi, that the Irvin would bring him the food. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he doesn't need such ishtadlis in such a case. If a person has the ability to do ishtadlis, then a person has to do ishtadlis. A person doesn't have the ability to do ishtadlis. And Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him food even without it. And that's what it was in the Midbar. They had no ishtadlis to do food, to bring themselves food. They couldn't plant. It was a desert. Certainly, especially they were on the go for 40 years. Nevertheless, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave them food in the desert. As a matter of fact, that the Rambam says, Kimdumani. The Ramban brings it down. But the reason why the Torah is Moini the Masois, the Arbe Mishtayim Masois, in Matois Masay, in Masay, is for the purpose of showing the world where Klal Yisrael was during the 40 years. Go look at a map, look at all the 42 places, and see if it's anywhere near a source of water, it's anywhere near any place that they could have gotten food, that you should be able to realize the tremendous nace that happened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. What does this have to do with us? It has to do with us. You're supposed to take a mon lemishmeres. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah. That in every generation it's that way. Every generation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person is mekabel on himself, all Torah, he's mekabel on himself, he's beitech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him mon. Will it come through mon, or will it come through something else? There's There's no limit to the infinite possibilities that the Ribbono Shel Olam has to give a person parnasa. And Mamela, Yizkur ki avam shana hocha v'sein v'idbar lechosu dar. V'gam kishe osak v'ize isik v'itzliach. Let's say a person, he invests somewhere. He invests in a stock. He opens a business. And he's matzliach. Yovin, he has to understand, here comes a tremendous yisrael that the Beis Levi says, that gives us a different outlook on the entire world. And if a person bears in mind this yisrael, his entire life will be different. L'teiva, 1000% different. 100% mamish, it's a whole totally different way of looking at the world. And it changes the way that a person looks at other people, changes the way that he looks at himself, at his own successes or losses, chas v'chalilo. Negam kesha otzak ve'eza esik ve'itzliach. Yovin, a person should understand. Ki lo yasibo garmo lo harevach. It's not when there's a cause and effect, you always look at the cause causing the effect. He says it's not the cause. It's not the fact that you invested in the stock that you got the money. Rak lehefech. It's the exact opposite. Harevach ahu shenigzalov gormoloish yizdama lo yasiba shemimenu yotza mesuva v'nirtza lo yizbarach. The Ribbono Shel Olam was geyser on Rosh Hashanah that this person should make $15 million. How is he going to make $50 million? The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'll tell you how he's going to make $50 million. I'm going to give him an idea that he's going to meet a second cousin. The second cousin says, oh, I heard that you have money in the bank. And the bank, I have a great stock that maybe you should invest in. And he says, no, what are you talking about? I never invest in stocks. I'm not that type of guy. I don't take chances. And they have a whole conversation. And he convinces him after 20 minutes. And sure enough, he invests. And bang, the stock goes flying, shooting high. And he makes $50 million. So, Baruch Hashem that I met my second cousin. What would I have done if I didn't meet my second cousin? No, it's exactly opposite. Had he not met his second cousin, it would have been something else. He would have had a different idea. It would have come from somewhere else. The revach was nigzar from the Ribbono Shel Olam that he should get it. Now, how does it? It's really effect and cause. Effect is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is geyzer. Memela, he creates the cause. Sort of like the mashal of the Dubna Magid. If First he shoots the arrow, and then he draws the bullseye around it. It's the same thing over here. The Kadosh Baruch Hu causes the effect to happen. He is gozer that something should happen, and then he draws the causes misaviv the effect. And that's what Chazal meant when they were referring to in the Pasuk. After the 2 years that were nigzar that Yosef nitoisif liyosef in the Beis Asayir, another 2 years, Chazal say, "Hadhu dichsiv kate som lachoshech." Zman nasan liyosef kama shonim yasef beis esurim kimet shegiya kate cholam parei chalom. There was a specific amount of time that was nigzar that Yosef atzadik should be in the jail. And at that point, after that year, that time was up, all of a sudden, parachaylim. As soon as that day was up, parachaylim, he had a dream. Ratzu baza. What were Chazal intending to teach? What were they trying to teach us? Lishlo, to negate, shaloyoyimar, don't say, ki chaloyimish al parah garmal Yosef yitzim beis ha'asurim. It's not because parah had a dream that Yosef atzadik got out of beis ha'asurim. Raki yitzia shal Yosef shigiz manik gurm shayachlin parah chaloyimar. Exactly fakir. Since it was the time for Yosef HaTzadik to come out, so what's the way that we're going to get Yosef HaTzadik out? The way we're going to get it out is Ayidei Chalim. I even saw once gebracht, I think it was from Chazal, that those 2 years that were nitaisa for Yosef HaTzadik, every day Parah had a Chalim. Just every morning he forgot it. It was when the final 2 years were up, then he remembered the Chalim that he had, which he had been the recurring dream that he had, and Memele called that Yosef. And that's when it happened. And the Beis Halevi in Al HaTorah, they bring down here on the bottom, that Himamish discusses this at length, talking about this Yosef HaTzadik. He says, Kol davar sheba'olim yishtivu mesayviv. Ukumoy echad shekonas chur achas, verviach sach godo b'zeh. If he seichal anuishi k'niyas haschur, he hasibish nesavim zeh revach sach mamon. A person looks at it with logic, and he says, oh, he was in the right place at the right time, he bought the thing, and that's it. It was Nisnaviv that Kadosh Baruch Hu worked it out that he bought the merchandise and was able to sell it for a profit. I think there's a story with the Beis Halevi that they bring down that he was once walking with somebody and they passed a forest that had burnt down. The person was complaining that he spent so much time in it, and had he not spent so much time in it, he wouldn't have lost all the money, all the time and effort and money that he invested into the forest. And the Beis Halevi told him, no, it's exactly fakir. You were supposed to lose the money. The way that Kadosh Baruch Hu worked it out, you should lose the money, is that you should invest a lot of money into this forest, and then it's going to burn down. But Be'etzem, it wouldn't have helped you not to, you would have lost the money differently. The Rabbi Yaakov Glinsky tells a story that happened with Rabbi Michal Feinstein's daughter. Michal Feinstein had a daughter who had asthma. And she had terrible asthma, and they had these machines to help her just in case she gets an asthma attack. They had 3 of them in the house. Because one day she had an attack, and they looked in the machines, and looked, and they could not find it. And one of the times she passed away. And they were Mamesh. They had 3 machines in the house for this purpose specifically. Had they just found the machine, like, it was like they're kicking themselves out. And they weren't able to get a nechama. Rabbi Yaakov Glinsky, he came there. And afterwards he heard from somebody, he says that Rabbi Michal said, Rabbi Yankel was Menachemi. But he said, what did he tell him? He said that Ishtadlis and everything is all before something happens. After something is Nigzah, then it shows what the Gzerah was. He says, the reason why you weren't able to find the machines is because she was supposed to be Nifter. It's not the other way around. It's not that she was Nifter because you didn't find the machine. It's exactly Chakert, because now the time came. That was it. Memela, Kadosh Baruch Hu worked out that you shouldn't be able to find the machines. Had you found the machine wouldn't have worked. Whatever it was. That's not the klapi, the gzer that was already nigzar. If it happened already, and there's no ishtalas you could do, and already is in the past, then obviously that was from the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's not something that you could kick yourself that it's exactly fakert. When a person has an idea, right? Or as they always say, the Targum Yenisan, that he really brings us this point. V'zacharta, who understand the Chokoyach Lasa Yitzchoyol, who understand the Chokoyach. Right, the Targum Yenison is Metargim. Kiu Yoiv Lecha Eitzel Lemikni Nichsen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives you the idea to buy the business acumen, to buy, to invest here, to buy the merchandise, whatever it is. Person has the great idea. I had an idea. Who gave you that idea? HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided. Now's the time that you should be making money. This Amela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the idea. V'chein Lo Yenemar continues the Beis Levin. He says, Also, do not say ki sinus pasim shasi Yaakov Avinu liYosef yes halacha of garma hagolas avisenu. Don't think it was the fact that Yaakov Avinu gave Yosef a tzaddik the sinus pasim that's what caused the golas. Ki hoy exer betzim chazal, that's what it says, right? The chazal says lo'ilam al yishana adam benoi ben avanim. Don't a person shouldn't single out one of his children more than another child to give him special privileges. Because Yaakov Avinu gave Yosef a tzaddik to say this pasim, it was because of that they were his kino, and because of that, Yordu Avisin L'Mitzrayim. So he's coming to be Shailo, and to be Mazber, really, what Chazal mean, don't think that it was because of that that Klal Yisrael should go down to Mitzrayim. As he's Mazber here, the Oris. In other words, that's not enough of a Siba to say that all Klal Yisrael has to suffer for 210 years with Avodas Perach for 86 years because of what Yaakov Avinu did, that he was gave extended Pasim. That was the reason? No. It was already Nigzar by Avram Avinu, priest Brain of the Sarim, that Geri Azaracha merit Loilahem. And the Mele was already Nigzar. This was the way that it was brought about. And the fact that it was brought about this way and not a different way shows that this was something that was an epis a taino. But don't think that this is what the cause was. The gzera was already nigzar. Geri yazaracha meret loy lehem. How did Kodesh Baruch Hu work it out? Ki hoya gzera kedum lezeve bris menem besarim. Rak gzeras hagolis sibavo. Sheyasiba halazu shal kseinis shal yodanis gagal hagolis. Fakert. It was because there had to be a golis. And the gzera was already in Igzar, Memela was misaviv, that the way the gzera is going to be carried out was through the fact that Yaakov Avinu was going to be Mishana ben Ebanim. V'imlai haya oisalei ketenis pasim, oinis kaim gzera ade sivacheres. Had Yaakov Avinu not give him the ketenis pasim, then it would have happened somewhere else. So in the Hanami, there was etva satayno because this was the siva, like the Mitzrayim. Had the Mitzrayim not enslaved Klal Yisrael, it would have been somebody else. Maybe they did worse, they added v'chulu. But the gzeir had to be in the sky inside v'yisai. V'chein b'chol davar ha-mesubav anir t'lei yizbarach gurim she'yizdamrin ha-odam asimo. So too with everything that happens, every effect that happens, everything that happens to a person, it's all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked it out. This was the gzeir, it was already nigza before in the Rosh Hashanah. How is it going to happen? It's going to happen through this person. It's going to happen through him getting this idea. It's going to happen through the causes. The causes are all going to be a result of the effect. Since the effect has to happen, because the Baruch Hu is going to bring the causes. Like we were saying before, if a person bears this in mind, then a person will realize, first of all, it's not your business acumen. It's the Rebbeinu Shlomo that did this. And the fact that somebody else, you look around, and this person has that, and that person has this, and had I just invested over there, the same way that he did, and if you were supposed to invest over there, then you would have invested over there. The reason why he was matzliach is not because he invested. He invested because he was supposed to be matzliach. It's mamish the opposite way. The reason why this person has these milas is because he's supposed to be doing a certain thing, and Mamela Kadosh Baruch was guiding him in a certain way. It's not if I would have those. No, fakir. Since he's supposed to get to place A, therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the directions, or gave him the ability, and gave him the aptitude, gave him the kriches, to be able to get there. But mainly, each person, it's fakert. If a person has certain kriches, look at the kriches that you have. If you have specific kriches, it's because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was trying to get you to a certain place. Chavis Lava says that a person is choosing a job, he says, choose something which you have an itiyah towards. If the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave an itiyah, it's because you're supposed to use an itiyah. It's that way with everything. Mashalibe Chafetz. If a person has this past week, the Rav of my shul was speaking, so on Shabbos, speaking about Paro, the name of Amarti Echimov, Yerichoyki Memenu, the tremendous Amkus and Echus and Kamus of the Torah. And he was coming to B'chaim Kanevsky and brought it out to B'chaim Kanevsky, and he said a very interesting point. That he said that Reb Chaim learned very differently than his father and his uncle. He learned very differently than the stipler, very differently than the Chazanish. They were all big mam, they were ma'ainim, mamikim, they were mamisha. Chaim learned more bekiyasik, we would say, than their style. And at the beginning, lechatchila, it could be that his family members were pressuring him to do a different way. But at the end of the day, that was his liboy chafet, that was his netiyah. Maybe that's what he did, and that's where he saw atzlacha. Every person has their netiyah. He brought it out with a story. I heard he said with Reb Dave Landau. Somebody came to Reb Dave Landau. He's a plianar. He's one of the people. He has no shas bein. Like he's a mamish, the gan shas bein. That type. Somebody came over to me and says, how'd the Rishiva do it? How'd you do it? How'd you get to such a... So he said, I'll tell you the difference between me and you. The difference between me and you is that you're much bigger tzaddik than I am. That's what Dave Landau said. So what do you mean? He said, you have to learn. So Melo, you force yourself to learn even whatever it is. You just have to, because that's a hechr. He says, I don't force myself. I only learn the things that are interesting to me. So this is interesting to me, so I started over there, and that's what I was focused on. And the oifen that was gishmak for me, in the vashmukal, and the main law, it's the when you're always interested in the learning, so you focus on the interesting things, it becomes part of you, connects to you. Harivna, like Rav Volba would say, harivna is lashon of pleasure, and lashon of ma'ariv, to something together. You only connect to something which is gishmak for you. Like to bring the mashal of, supposedly the Sefer B'Shem Yeruchim, how many people know the tefillah of Shmoneh Esrei of Yom Neron by heart? Very many. How many times do you daven? A few times a year? Who do you know in the world that knows the Hurachim that you say on Monday and Thursday by heart? Does anybody know it? I've asked many people. No one can tell me that they know the entire thing by heart. You say it many more times, tens of times more than you daven Shmoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? Maybe every time people daven in certain minyanim, they don't say it. The answer is that something that you're not interested in connecting to, you never will become part of you. And mainly if you're always hoping, I hope there's a bris today. I hope it's somebody's yard site. I hope that it's Baruch Hashem Nisan is coming. Baruch Hashem, you can have the whole Adar. Especially if it's two others and a Nisan. Somebody told me now, till after, they just have in the shul that they have until after Shavuos, Tashlumen of Shavuos, which means Yudal and Sivan, they don't have from Rish Chedesh Adar Rishon till after Shavuos. So terrific, you're not interested in saying it, so you're never going to connect to it. Mashenkin Rosh Hashanah, you're not going anywhere. Rosh Hashanah, this is what you're doing today. You're sinning and davening. You're davening for your life, as if your life depends on it, because it really does. And Mimelo, when you invest it in and you connect to it, and this is what it, then Mimelo becomes part of you. Mashenkin is something which you're not interested in saying. No matter how many times you do it, it's never going to become part of you. Mimelo, you want the Torah should become part of you, you want it to be Gishmak. Learn the chelek, learn the chalakim, learn the in the oifin, which is gishmak for you. Mamela, every person has their netiyah to how they want to learn. Every person has either more vikiyistik, or more viindik, or more halachitik, or more agadadik, or more musadik, or more. Everybody has their inyanim. Guard yourself to the way. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you these netiyahs, then you're supposed to get a certain way. You're supposed to be the person. Reb Chaim Kanievsky was given the capability to be the type of person that he was because he was given certain atheists from the Rebbeinu Shalom. But Mela, if you don't look at anybody else and say, if I would only be the Maimik that he is, or if it would only be the Halacha authority that he is, if it would only be a person supposed to use their own kaychas, a person is guided by the Rebbeinu Shalom, since he has a certain effect, a certain result he's supposed to get to, Mela is given certain kaychas. End off with the story that I like to say. It brings out this point as well. Supposedly once, Rabbi Yashiv used to give a shir every day in Teferis Bachurim. You give a shir, you go through Masechtas and learn. So one person came over to Rabbi Yashiv and he says, Rav should know that today, the shir that we're holding in Chulin, the daf that we're holding in Chulin, punkt happens to be the same daf as Daf Yemi. So Rabbi Yashiv says, yeah. He says, yeah. He says, okay. Go up to the Bima and give a clap on the Bima that this is not a Daf Yemi shir. This is not a Daf Yemi shir. And that's what Rabbi Yashiv held. Rabbi Yashiv held that if you learn with a certain hespik, Rabbi Yashiv, not a single day in his life, to learn with a hespik. You learn till you finish. Took you 22 years to learn Shabbos. Learn with Darzi. I don't know how many years. Till you finish. Takes you 20 years. And he held that a lot of people don't have a gishmak in learning because they learn with a certain aspect. You can't learn with that aspect. Mitzad Sheni, his Edom, Chaim Kanievsky, didn't learn a day in his life with that aspect. 7.5 lot of this. 2 lot of Yerushalmi. That's this after the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch. So what are you supposed to do? Should you learn with the aspect? Should not learn with the aspect? Throw up your hands. You can't do anything. Rabbi Yashiv says you have to learn without Hespik. Rabbi Chaim says you have to learn without Hespik. Lazom and Tim, shouldn't learn. What's the answer to the question? The answer to the question is Geventach, depends. What type of person are you? Some people you should learn a little bit like this, and a little bit like that. And some people, that's how yeshivas are really Betzem based. In the morning you learn Be'in, afternoon you learn Bekiyas. Give or take. That's how to give. A little bit of a Oshakim, Oshalom. But that's depending on what yeshiva you're in, depending on that's. But everybody has a certain atiyah, and a certain point in Echlami while you're in yeshiva, and you're limited in the way that you could, once a person is already a little bit older, to find the halakim of Torah which are interesting. Interestingly enough, Rav Gershon, by the Levaya, by Chaim's Levaya, he talked about learning Musar. He gave a big pitch for learning Musar. And he said in the, you should learn a Sefer Musar, which is Ma'anyen. He said, if you read the, right, if you heard it, you're able to hear it. If you weren't able to hear it, you should read it. It's not a long hesped. You should learn, find the Sefer which Ma'anyen, learn Dvarim Chalakim that are Ma'anyenim. Make it a part of you. You want the Musar, you want to connect to it, make it that it's Geshmak. Find something which talks to you. Don't force yourself to learn a Musar Sefer because this is what you have to learn. You must learn ABC. Learn the Sefer which talks to you. Learn the Sefer which is going to, the more that you connect to it, the more that it's going to affect you, and the more you'll be able to shine.